Welcome to Blue Thread Conversations, the podcast designed for transformational leaders who are reshaping their organizations with game-changing people, culture, and employer brand strategies. Crafted for passionate CHROs, along with HR, brand, and communications leaders, Blue Thread Conversations offers real-world examples of creating organizational impact by designing, communicating, and activating winning employer brand strategies and culture initiatives. Each Blue Thread conversation features industry leaders who will share insights on how your employer brand strategy and employee value proposition can drive measurable business impact by elevating employee experience, accelerating and integrating diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and reducing organizational risk by ensuring a robust pipeline of top talent. And now, join us for today's episode where we weave a powerful narrative at the intersection of people, culture, and performance.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Blue Thread Conversations. My name is James Powell. On today's episode, we'll be talking with Leslie Kobayashi, Vice President of Human Resources at Arbor Memorial, to discuss how she's turned EVP insights into actionable results. Leslie has worked in the field of human resources for over 20 years. She started her career working for a nonprofit organization where she found her love for human resources. She transitioned to the media industry, working for such companies as The Weather Network and Alliance Atlantis, before joining the Arbor team in 2009. At Arbor, she quickly found her calling, making a difference in an organization with a great purpose and values that aligned with her own. Leslie has dedicated herself to focusing on what is important in any organization, its people. It has been her passion to create exceptional experiences for employees to show that their knowledge, commitment, and contributions are valued, not only by Arbor, but by the funeral service profession. She's developed strategies and implemented frameworks to engage, retain, and attract top talent into the organization and promote the funeral service and cemetery profession as a fulfilling and meaningful career. And with that introduction, let's join today's Blue Thread Conversation, hosted by Blue Ivy co-founder and managing director, Stacy Parker.
Hi, Leslie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. I've been waiting for this moment. Let me just start it out. You know, so many of the people that are listening are HR professionals or are looking at pursuing a career as an HR leader. Can you talk a little bit about your why in pursuing HR leadership?
Well, it's funny. I went to school for marketing, and when I was in school, I didn't really find the connection necessarily. So a friend of mine was in the HR program, and she was working as an intern for a nonprofit organization, and they were actually looking for somebody more permanent, very entry-level role. So I took that opportunity, and that was my first step into HR, and I really just found that connection that I was looking for in terms of being able to help people. And from there, my career just kind of continued on. I was really interested in the profession as a whole and took my courses and learned on the job. And I was very fortunate in my career to be able to work with some amazing organizations that invested in my development and ended up working in leadership and really ran with it and found my niche.
It's so interesting. My path into employer branding also was a start in marketing.
Yes.
As my primary focus, but really was interested in the human side of business. And it feels to me so many of the HR leaders that we work with today had that marketing lens as well as the HR lens. So it's no surprise that you're at the forefront of some of the employer branding that's happening today. Leslie, could we talk a little bit about Arbor Memorial? Who they are, what the purpose is of Arbor?
Yes, we are a Canadian leader in the bereavement industry. We really have deep roots in our community across the country, and we've been around for 75 years. So it's built on a very strong tradition of setting new standards, providing high quality and innovative end-of-life solutions for our customers and the families that we serve. And, you know, empathy is at the heart of what we do. Our purpose, which, you know, I'm very proud of because I was part of the development of establishing what Arbor's purpose was, is to be a compassionate partner in each unique experience of remembrance and celebration. So that is what we do.
It is really powerful. And as, you know, when I look at my family and some of the experiences they've had with Arbor as well, I know that you do really live your purpose.
Yes.
I'm curious what drew you, because, you know, you talked about your marketing background. And you, I think before Arbor, you worked in the communications industry. So what drew you to move from that industry over to end-of-life bereavement industry?
Yeah, I was approached for the job, and it wasn't something that I was immediately like, oh, let me find out more. A little bit of hesitation and, you know, rightfully so. You know, when you first hear about bereavement, you know, it's not something that is, you immediately think that there's a corporation behind it and a team behind it that helps support our funeral homes and cemeteries. But when I first, I decided to take a chance on it because A, it was close to home. And I think everyone wants to find, you know, a company to work for that's close to their home, so they're not traveling hours out of the day. And it was you know, within walking distance, which is amazing. And when I went in for the interview, that's when everything completely changed. And when I walked in, and you could immediately sense the connection and the family-owned environment when I was there. And I always say in HR, it's like one of the most important things is the person that you meet first. That is your first impression of what the organization or the company is about. And she was amazing, very welcoming, told a little bit about the history of the company, talked a lot about the family. And the family does have a very significant presence in the operations at Arbor. So that's when I was wowed by my experience and went through the interview process. So when it finally came down to an offer and changing organizations, it was a fairly easy choice for me.
Oh, that's powerful. So let's talk about what was the driving force behind Arbor starting the process of building an employee value proposition.
We were looking as part of our sort of strategic planning, and we do this on an annual basis. And, you know, we at Arbor believe that we have employees that are dedicated to the profession and what we do and ensure that the families that we provide services are cared for. And when we were talking about our culture, and we were asked to explain what's Arbor's culture like, we were kind of left wondering, what is Arbor's culture? Because from a leadership standpoint, I can talk about it, but it didn't feel authentic because it was from my experience. It wasn't from the experience of our employees across the country. And that's when we started this journey where we wanted to really develop our culture statement to be able to describe it to individuals, to say, what is it like to work at Arbor? And especially for us, you know, when we do have this stigma behind our profession and what we do, it's not immediately when somebody's in university or they're looking for their next career path or their next organization to join to say, you know what, let's look into the bereavement sector and see what they have available. So it was really important for us to be able to share that narrative that was authentic for us. And that's when we went down this journey.
Yeah, it's interesting, Leslie, because I have a daughter who is in her early 20s and really is seeking a new career for her. And she's really interested in healing. She really cares about people. And knowing your employee value proposition, I actually said, you know what? I think there's an industry that you should look into. And immediately she was drawn to what the potential was working at Arbor.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So I love what you said too about being authentic in the storytelling around why join, because I think so often organizations can make the mistake of telling what their culture story is, what the value proposition is, without really deeply listening to employees about what their why is. Can you talk a little bit about the process that you went through to uncover that why?
Yes, it was right from the get-go. It was, let's take a look at what Arbor does. Let's figure out what your purpose is. And let's speak to individuals across all levels of the organization. So that was done through surveys, focus groups, and the person that was leading this initiative with Arbor, our partner at Blue Ivy, was really connected to us and really understood what we did. And I felt that was really critical in making sure that the journey that we went through was so important, because the person that was leading it at Blue Ivy really felt that connection, right? Really understood what we did and took that time. And when we went through the survey and particularly the focus groups. It opened up so many opportunities for understanding of what our employees feel when they come into work, why they show up every single day. And it was extremely heartwarming to hear some of these stories because it reaffirms my reason for joining Arbor, but that's felt across the country as well.
What were some of the big themes that came up?
The caring and compassionate community. They really do care about what they do for our customer families across the country. They have this connection. And a lot of people go through it in school. They want to become a funeral director. A lot of people join as a second career, either through experiences or word of mouth, hearing, you know, they have somebody that works at Arbor and has great stories to say about why they like coming to work every day. And that I felt was really eye-opening because my previous experiences were you're in it for the job and what you're going to learn and you kind of move on to the next adventure. This one was more along the lines of let's really help our customer families across the country. And that was really heartwarming to hear across the country.
Yeah. And I think it's so powerful. There's so much data out right now that's identifying the number one reason for Gen Zs to join an organization is really around the social impact that they can make within the communities they live. And there's such a powerful connection to this next generation of workers with the EVP that you have.
Absolutely. Like, you know, being able to make a difference, I think, is really important for people, and really finding that connection to your personal values and making sure that the company that they join, their values are aligned, and being able to work for an organization that fosters that, that invests in that time is so critical. And that's why I'm so supportive of any organization going through this journey, because you really do get some really great insights. You're able to tell a story about why Arbor is a great place to work.
Yeah. Beyond understanding what the real story is, the combined why join and why stay, what were some of the other real insights that you were surprised to pull out from doing EVP research?
We have a lot of long service employees, long tenured employees that have been with us for quite some time. And they've seen the evolution of Arbor. It is a family-run business, and as I mentioned earlier, family does have a very large presence in the operations. But what we heard a lot was how people felt that recognition, and it was small recognition. For example, the founder knowing the employees' family members' names, new events that were happening, and it just meant so much to them because he took that time to really get to know them. And I think that's really at the crux of what our culture is that compassionate and that caring partner. It's all across the organization, where it's right from your colleague that you're working with day to day, but to the chairman, president, and CEO. And it really does make a difference. And it was nice to hear those stories because we convey that to our customers and the families that we serve. And it's nice to know that that is echoed within our organization as well.
Yeah. And it's great that that was validated through the research. But what I find also really interesting is so many organizations are struggling to understand how to drive engagement, how to drive more connection. And it really does come back down to some of the most simple human connections. Like you said, having your founders go out, talk to people, understand who their family members are, what's going on in their lives. That recognition is so important.
Well, there's a lot of discussion around employee listening. And as an HR professional, I take a lot of time to look at what are ways that we can improve that experience with employees. And it comes right down to it. You know, are you taking the time to listen to what they really have to say? Are you taking the time to have those one-on-one conversations, meeting them face-to-face, taking a look at your engagement surveys? What are they really saying? What is the story that's being conveyed? And I think that's critical. And it really does help your EVP journey, because if you connect the two, it will be very sustainable moving forward.
Yeah, it really does put your employees right at the center of what the business strategy is.
Absolutely. And they're the most important.
So what steps have you taken? So you got a lot of great insights. I know you built a beautiful EVP, but yes. What other steps have you taken with the EVP to make it a part of the employee experience?
Well, we have a wonderful partnership with our marketing and communications team, and we meet on a regular basis about embedding the EVP in all aspects of our operations. Like, it's right up there in our strategic plan to make it visible, relevant, and reminding employees that, you know, here's why, you know, you work for Arbor, and we want to be able to continue to have this live and breathe and people feel connected to that. So we're using it as a framework for our culture. Everything that we do, from employee experience summits where we hear employee stories, the EVP is embedded in all aspects. We have employees share stories on each one of our pillars and what it means to them, because employees like to hear experiences of their peers, right? Why did you know, if I'm working in Ontario, why is my colleague out in Vancouver, what's their experience? Is it shared? Is it a little bit different? It builds those deeper connections. And that's why I love this EVP journey as I talk about it, because you are continuing to find out more and more about employees, why they work for Arbor, why they entered their profession, and to be able to promote that and create some visibility and awareness to really highlight, you know, what a lovely culture it is working at Arbor, but even in the bereavement sector in general.
Yeah, because it is an interesting industry that you're in. It's not naturally top of mind for a large sector of talent.
Yeah.
To want to enter the industry. So your employer brand needs to be working double time, not only to attract those that are interested in the industry, but also to build a bit of awareness about what a career in the industry can mean for people.
And even creating those images that complement our EVP, we took a lot of time and effort in creating some photo opportunities to have images that would really reflect each one of those pillars. And it was completely on brand, shot on site with our location. So, you know, what employees see, even externally, what is shown is what we do. So it really supports that EVP and those three pillars.
Yeah. And it really feels very inviting and warm, and really does, I think, help to change the perceived mindset for a lot of talent about what a career within the bereavement industry can look like. Besides the fantastic work that you've done on integrating it into the culture and making the employee value proposition a core part of the culture, what other things have you done from a creative perspective to tell the story, to make sure that your managers are able to articulate why join, what's in it for talent?
Well, first we enhanced our career site. And with that, we made sure that the EVP was really visible within our career site content. So when a candidate is looking, or even a passive candidate is taking a look at Arbor as a potential employer, it's there, it's up front and center, and you feel that connection right away. Once again, working with marketing and being able to have that storytelling aspect, employee testimonials I found have been very beneficial for us internally and externally. People want to hear experiences, why they love their job, why they love working for Arbor, why they show up and come to work every single day. Because when you're looking, even if you're external or if you're looking to move up within the organization, you want to be able to know and hear, what's it like working in the HR team or the marketing team, or somebody looking at, you know what is the bereavement sector all about? And when you hear a testimonial, it's a true story.
I 100% agree. There are some that I hear talk about the fact that testimonials have been done, that we need to shift some of our storytelling and content marketing. But we know that job seekers trust what talent says far more than a corporate messaging right now. So testimonials don't just serve the purpose of giving a little bit of insight into what the job is. It also validates that it's not just what the company says is wonderful about a career. It's what employees are saying really matters to them. So I 100% agree. Have you seen any impact from those testimonials in content marketing?
Absolutely. We just launched an employee experience summit that was focused. This is an annual summit. This is our third year. And this year we focus on the EVP. So the three pillars and our new core value of belonging. And that's another thing that was wonderful about our journey with our EVP, is that we established a new value that was important to employees, that value of belonging and what it actually meant. So when we were defining of what that core value meant, it felt authentic. So this employee experience summit was focused on employee stories and their testimonials. When we reached out, we had to ask, right? Would you like to share your story? Tell us a little bit about the caring community pillar, how that resonates with you, how the core value of belonging resonates with you. And we had these wonderful stories, and they were their stories. They recorded it. They wrote the content. So it was truly authentic and coming from them. It wasn't something that was produced or scripted. And that was such great feedback from employees because it felt real, it felt honest, and it was their story about why they joined. So after we sent out a survey to get information from employees about how they felt about it, great feedback, both positive and constructive. But what was most amazing was that people were like, yes, I want to share my story next time around. They want to be able to have that opportunity to talk about their experience working in Ann Arbor. And what it does is it helps with our employer brand strategy because we're always looking for those testimonials. And now we have people saying, yes, absolutely, I'd love to share my story. So great impact.
Yeah. And you must have felt an almost immediate impact on engagement and enthusiasm within the team. Can you talk about just what you observed at this summit?
Yeah. The one thing I was most proud about is this was led by employees. Obviously, I was an executive sponsor, but the team ran with it and they did such an amazing job because they were passionate about it. They wanted to support this and be able to support their colleagues across the country. What we felt, though, was a lot of emotion. Some of the testimonials, they were really heartwarming in a sense of, like, you know, you get a little bit teary-eyed when you're hearing some of the stories about why they worked for Arbor and how their colleagues had helped them in a way that probably wouldn't be immediately known. But when somebody's sharing that story, and I could just envision one of the stories that was told and the person that they were referring to, how they felt when they heard it. Like, it must have been such a great experience to hear that. The attendance was amazing because it's about them. It's not about our strategic plan and what our goals are for the year, which are also very important, critical from a communication and transparency standpoint, but just to hear stories, right? And it was a nice break and to take a moment to reflect and to share. It was such a great experience. And those were some of the most meaningful experiences coming from that. And also the amount of feedback, even the surveys, sometimes, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat. When you send out a survey, you're hoping for, you know, a certain percentage to respond. And sometimes you're a bit concerned about, you know, the response rate. The response rate was amazing. The NPS score, they were great. So it really just proved that this was something that was has to be continued on down the road. And next year, we're going to continue. It's going to be focused on the employee value proposition because it's all about them and why they come to work every day. Also, from a leadership standpoint, it really allows us to ensure that those pillars and our story is still current, it's relevant, and it resonates with employees.
I want to say congratulations because I know how important that summit was to you and your vision. Hearing the impact it had is amazing. Was there one story that really stood out to you?
One really stood out for me because it was head office position and he's in a management role in IT. He was sharing his story about, you know, why he loved working for Arbor and his job. But he also shared the story about an experience. He went through a period where he experienced loss 3 times and a very short period of time. And his story about how his colleagues in the field, and he went to an Arbor funeral home and cemetery, and how well they took care of him and his family. Everything was covered, he said. I didn't have to worry about everything, but just the care and compassion that was shown to him. And when he was telling that story, you really felt the emotion behind it and what it meant to him. And to me, what better story to share than to say, yes, I make an impact on Arbor, right? By coming and I share my skill set and I work hard, but also for what Arbor gives back to him. Mm-hmm. It was nice to hear that everything that we're saying in our EVP, what we communicate out there, is actually demonstrated on a day-to-day basis. So it was a lovely story, and it was the one I felt, and I felt very emotional towards.
Yeah, of course, of course. And what's really special about that is he's not only feeling what the value proposition is, but his family felt it and experienced it as well at a really important time. I love that.
Yes.
I love that you talked about the partnership that you have with marketing. I think it is so essential to build and manage a great employer brand to have that partnership. I know that you had talked in the past about some beautiful design work that was done, whether it was in partnership with us or in partnership with your marketing team, to help your managers when they're going out to campus to recruit and talk about Arbor. Can you talk a little bit about some of the feedback you've had from managers about how the EVP and employer brand is enabling their success?
Absolutely. I was out at one of our locations in BC, and we're spread all across the country, and we will share the EVP playbook. We'll tell them about the assets on the career site. But if we have a manager that's not actively recruiting all the time, sometimes they know it's there, but you know, they don't know what to do with it. So when I met with this individual, he was talking about a career fair that he was going out to. And he said, you know, I always kind of have this handout, but I'm looking for some help. You said that HR and marketing can help out. I said, absolutely. So I connected him with our HR, our talent acquisition specialist, and our marketing team. And he wrote me a note and said, this is amazing. He said, I was looking just for something to hand out. And I had this, it's like a bookmark with a QR code with the, you know, some beautiful imagery. And he said, most of all, like the language, the content that was on just this bookmark. And we know people now, it's, you know, you just want a few words, tell me what's about, have those captivating taglines or those, you know, headers that's really going to capture somebody's attention. And he was so happy about it. He's like, I never knew that this was possible. And I said, well, absolutely. And that is being carried on and shared. And now they're coming to us on a regular basis and using these assets and being able to pick and choose based on what they're attending. So whether it be a trade show or if it's, you know, a recruitment for a fair that they're attending, because we're, like I said, we're all across Canada and sometimes we have some pretty remote locations. So they're going to colleges and universities and they want to be able to have something that's there with them. And now this imagery that we have in our EVP story gives you a little bit of rejuvenation and you're excited to kind of put up your banner and have these wonderful assets that you can hand out to candidates.
Yeah, well, and that's just like so many managers right now are seeking that support from their HR partners. They're looking for that extra marketing, that extra push because, you know, people are nervous right now. There's a real focus on stability and mitigating risk in terms of career transitions right now. So business leaders are looking to marketing, looking to HR to help lift the story and give them the tools they need to make a really compelling case for why joining. I think the work that you have done has been really beautiful. I love seeing that it's making an impact on managers, making their jobs easier, making them more impactful every day. And ultimately, that's just going to drive success for Arbor.
Well, that partnership between HR and marketing, any CHRO out there, definitely highly recommend having that strategic partnership because it helps elevate your brand, what you want to convey externally, what you want to convey internally. We both have very different views, but at the end of it, the product is amazing. And it's that shared resource of talent. And maybe because we have that connection with employees mm-hmm. and hearing what they want to hear. And marketing really has helped elevate us that way. And you know, we meet on a monthly basis now, where before we never met at all. Like randomly, we would meet on certain yeah. things like, hey, marketing, I need this. Now we're very strategic and we have this plan. And every year we have a plan and say, okay, what are we going to tackle next? Mm-hmm. And at the forefront is our EVP. And we talk about it. So we actually have a 2-year plan.
I love it. And I love that you bring marketing to the table to help collaborate on that strategy together. It really is. I feel like more powerful strategy is built because everyone is at the table rather than direction setting after the plan has been built. I think you've been beautiful from that regard. Leslie, let's talk a little bit about executives.
Yes.
Because very often employer brand is driven from visionary HR leaders like yourself, but it takes a little bit of effort to get all of the executives aligned to what is employer brand, what's the value of it, how is it impacting business. Can you talk a little bit about how you've been able to start to navigate some of that, what you've succeeded with, what you've got on the roadmap for this year?
Absolutely. In the beginning, when we started our EVP journey with Blue Ivy, first thing was meeting with the executive team and getting their viewpoint on what the culture is like at Arbor, what does employer brand mean to you, what do you want to see? And from there, once we've developed our EVP and we We had a draft. I'm very much about transparency. So if I'm going to be rolling something out, like a culture statement, our aspirational culture, our purpose, and our EVP, it's important that they have that buy-in. And we're very lucky at Arbor where we have a strategic planning steering committee that consists of executives across Arbor. And that's how this all started, was this strategic planning steering committee saying, okay, so what is our culture? We need to do something about this. And from there, to bring in the rest of the executive to make sure that there is alignment, I communicated all along the way. We shared the story. We shared the pillars. We shared the playbook. So to get them involved, because a lot of the senior level managers at Arbor have been with us for a very long time. I've been with Arbor for 15 years, and it's important because they have their passion. They want to be able to convey it. So to make them a part of it, I think is critical, and to get their input and their awareness. And also for me and my role, what I do is I make sure that everything that we're doing is aligned with our EVP. For example, if we have a sales conference that's coming up at the end of the year, we will be partnering with marketing and our head of sales to make sure that the EVP is featured throughout that. Mm-hmm. So whether it be a banner, whether it be something that is given out that really kind of highlights the three pillars or our hashtag, make your difference. The hashtag has actually been a great thing because it's something that we can use that's ours, that's authentically ours. And that is what we've been doing for executive alignment and buy-in. And so far, it's been very successful.
Fantastic. I know for every project that we work on, that our clients work on, it's not easy to uncover your EVP, but get it activated, particularly internally. Yeah. Any lessons that you learned along the way that you think you would call out for somebody considering doing the work now?
Yes. One thing I want to highlight is once you've gone through this work, it's easy. And a lot of times, when you look at what are we going to do for that year, and budget constraints come in, other considerations, different priorities. But your EVP is your playbook and your story. And I really recommend that you use that as your, I call it our teleprompter. This is something that you can use authentically day in, day out, and how we can talk about our culture and how we live our culture. And making sure that you're embedding that into your strategy in your short and long term is important as well. And it can be very easy if you have a team meeting, making sure that you're leveraging that. Communications, we all know how essential that they are, and communicating across the organization and putting in those buckets of alignment with your EVP is very easy. And that's why I like calling it a teleprompter, because it keeps you aligned with what your strategy is when you're communicating to employees, and making sure that you're making that visible. Transparency is important, having that playbook there, having assets available for employees, and then most importantly, recognition and rewards. So important. We just rolled out a recognition platform, and it's all based on social recognition, giving those shout outs. So we came up with social recognition values that are tied to our corporate values, that are tied to our EVP. And it was great. We launched it yesterday, and it's amazing to see all of the recognition that's coming out, because it's people connecting a value to something that their colleague had done, and they're highlighting them, and we can share that now across the organization. Team leaders can see, oh, my team member got recognized. And for this, it just creates a little bit more visibility around that. And recognition is important to everybody. It's probably one of the things that comes up most in our employee engagement surveys, is knowing that they're going to be recognized for great work is something that's very important to them.
I love that. A couple of big gems just came out there. One of them is the employee value proposition. Yes, there's some work to build it, but you're not just building it for beautiful pillars. It becomes a bit of the foundation of your culture and helps you steer everything in the strategy forward. And it helps, you know, I often talk to leaders about the fact that a high performance culture is one where the employee value proposition is very clearly rooted at the center of the entire business strategy. So people see what's in it for them to drive forward to that mission and vision and purpose. They see what the reward is for them. And they recognize that by staying with an organization like Arbor, there really is a reward. And I also love that when you talk about recognition, that that was something that came out in the listening. Because often people think employee listening for an EVP is just to uncover beautiful recruitment language. But it's about far more. It's about digging deep into what are the things in the employee experience that can really amplify that lived EVP day in and day out. And you took that, Leslie. You'd seen it in the engagement surveys, like you said. It came out in the employee value proposition listening workshops, and you've turned it into something super powerful. I already saw online people talking about the recognition program just yesterday.
I do challenge anybody, and you know, especially senior leadership, when I look at strategy as a whole, it's not executives driving strategy, it's our employees. They're the ones that are driving it, making sure that we're achieving those targets. And executives play an important role. So, you know, I challenge them to take the EVP and embed it into their everyday, having those conversations. What does this mean to you? Tell me how this resonates with you. Is it relevant? Could it be a one-on-one? Could be a site visit, town hall, whatever the case may be. Being able to promote that, I think, is critical.
What have you seen measurably that the employer brand and EVP has done for the business within the last 12 months? Leslie, what would you highlight?
Engagement scores, response rate. Engagement scores are one thing, it's great. What I'm looking for is response rate. I want to have people feel comfortable to say, you know what, yes, I'm going to participate, I'm going to provide my feedback, and answer those open-ended questions, because those are critical for any organization to be able to hear really what employees feel about it. So increase engagement scores, increase response rates. Obviously, our ENPS is very important, which is, you know, would you refer Arbor as a great place to work to friends and family? And to me, that's the most important, because we want people to say, yes, Arbor is a great place to work and want you to come join. So those are some very positive outcomes. And the Employee Experience Summit, that was one of the most positive outcomes, because it was taking our EVP. It was highlighting employee testimonials around that, the passion, the dedication that went behind it. It showed that it was making a difference.
I love that. You've treated the employee value proposition as it truly is. It is for employees. You've taken the time to not just use it for recruitment, but to give it as a gift to your employees to connect very powerfully to the organization. And I know from the years of doing this that that's what really does amplify business performance, business growth, is when employees are at the root of what an organization is trying to do and they feel it every day. So honestly, congratulations on the huge lift that you've had. What advice? I think the last kind of question I have for you is, what advice would you give another CHRO who is perhaps struggling to build the business case of why do it, or a couple of things to watch out for to get the greatest success? What advice would you share, Leslie?
I would share that it's something that I believe is critical. If you want to hear what is happening within your organization, take this journey. I truly do believe it is a journey. When you hear what employees have to say and you build this wonderful story behind your culture, what your aspirational culture is in our purpose, it really does help leverage so many different tactics within your strategy. I know every CHRO has their strategy, their long-term, their short-term. This is something that will fit in each one of those. And it's an investment, absolutely. But it doesn't always have to be an investment in dollars. It's an investment in time, and taking time, getting your executives aligned, which is communicate, share a post on LinkedIn, send out a communication to your employees, recognition, embedding that EVP. There's small little changes that is just your time that doesn't cost a whole lot. So make it, live and breathe it is what I recommend. And collaboration is key. If your organization does not support an EVP or employer brand strategy, it's time to get them on board. Get them to understand the importance about it. Metrics are key. A lot of what we've done through the EVP has allowed us to hit those targets. And so it's been very successful for us. And it makes life a lot easier, I feel, when it comes from a communication standpoint, because right now, what does the EVP say? And I always think about that now. Our employee value proposition. What does it mean? How are we going to use that in our next initiative that we're going to be rolling out? So it actually goes in partnership with everything that we're doing right now within HR. I think that is definitely, it's an investment and it's a journey that's very well worth everything.
You've proven it's such a core part of the culture. It is such a foundational moment to connect people to what the business leaders are trying to do for the business, to really connect people to what we're trying to achieve. And that's where leaders get the real impact as well as employees. Thank you for sharing. It's always amazing to talk to you. And I appreciate you sharing your journey to date with your employer brand.
Well, thank you for having me. Like I said, I'm a big fan and it's been so great. And the last bit is if you want to know what your culture is and you're kind of having that little bit of a, what is our culture? Take this journey.
Fantastic. And just in case, Leslie, we have talent that are really interested in learning a little bit more about Arbor Memorial, where would you direct them to go?
I would direct them to our arbormemorial.com website, our career site. It is a wonderful site that navigates all of the opportunities that are available at Arbor, but most importantly, it talks about our culture and what we do. It's a great story to review. So whether you're looking right now or passively looking, or you're looking for somebody else that you know, come take a look.
Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks for joining our Blue Thread conversation. We want to hear from you. What did you think of today's episode? What future conversations or topics would you like to hear or be a part of? Visit us at blueivygroup.com, BLUIVYGROUP.com, and connect with us on LinkedIn and Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this podcast so that you can become part of our passionate community of changemakers who want to build a world of human-centered and high-performing workplaces. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that change is incremental, and that we all have a leadership role in building impactful, human-centered employer brands and activating performance-based cultures. Goodbye for now, and we look forward to connecting with you soon on our next episode of Blue Thread Conversations.